Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to improve your English. My name is Rebecca. Today's lesson is all about a girl by the name of Jane Addams. What made her special? Well, Jane had a very gentle heart. She loved people, and she especially loved those people that others didn't seem to notice. So it's going to be a very good lesson. But here are a few questions that I would like you to think about. First, who did Jane have an interest in helping? And what did Jane start after seminary? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson. And let's begin talking about Jane Addams. Come along.
The story of Jane Addams. The value of friendship. In the 1860s, a girl named Jane Addams lived in a lovely house in Cedarville, Illinois. Her father adored her. He often had to travel for business, and he liked to take Jane with him. One morning, Mr. Addams took Jane to a town near Cedarville. Jane stared at the houses with torn curtains. Children in rags played in the street. "These people are very poor," explained Mr. Addams. "They can't afford nice houses and clothes." Jane thought, "When I grow up, I'm going to build an enormous house near these old houses. Then I can help these people."
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 adore 这个动词。Adore 是指热爱、爱慕或者非常喜欢。例如 Robin Williams is still adored and missed by many movie fans. 罗宾·威廉斯到如今都仍然受到许多影迷所喜爱和怀念。或者是 Jenny adores high heels. Jenny 超级喜欢高跟鞋的。它的形容词是 adorable, A-D-O-R-A-B-L-E, 意思是可爱的或者是讨人喜爱的。例如 My niece is so adorable that I can't help but buy her gifts. 我的侄女太可爱了，我忍不住要买礼物给她。继续我们看的是 enormous 这个形容词， E 是 E-X, 超过这个字首变形的一个字首。N-O-R-M 这个字根是指正常或标准的。所以 enormous, 超出正常的就是指巨大的或者是庞大的。例如 This enormous building is the headquarters of this enterprise. 这栋庞大的建筑是这个企业的总部。或者是 Chloe made enormous progress on her midterm. Chloe 期中考有了非常大的进步。或者是 You've been an enormous help. I can't thank you enough. 你帮了大忙，真的是感激不尽。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, let's get right into our lesson about Jane Addams. We read here the value of friendship. Of course, we've been learning different values over the last couple of months. The value of compassion, the value of dedication. Rebecca, how important is friendship?
Well, I think friendship is very important. God created us to have friends, to live with other people. And so I think it's a very important part of life.
That's right. It's good to be a friend. It's important to be a good friend to people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're going to find out about with Jane Addams. She knew how to be a friend to everyone around her. It didn't matter if they were rich or poor. She knew how to be a good friend.
Well, let's get started with our lesson right from the top. We read in the 1860s, a girl named Jane Addams lived in a lovely house in Cedarville, Illinois. Her father adored her. Oh, that's really sweet. It's nice to have a father that adores you.
Yeah, you know, this kind of reminds me of an interesting word, dote. You know that word, Rebecca? Have you ever used the word dote, D-O-T-E?
Yes, I often use that word when thinking of little children. Or, you know, aunts and uncles like to dote on their nieces and nephews. Or grandparents, grandmas and grandpas, they like to dote on their grandchildren.
Exactly. So this is the idea that you enjoy something enthusiastically. Mm-hmm. You just love it or like it so much. And I usually think of people as well, okay? So I think of like maybe a doting grandfather. That is the adjective, D-O-T-I-N-G, or maybe a present tense verb, right? A doting grandfather who just loves to love on his grandchildren, maybe buy them gifts and tell them stories. A doting grandfather or grandmother.
And it's very possible that this father, Mr. Adams, may have been a doting father because he definitely adored his little girl. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We learn, or we read here, he often had to travel for business, and he liked to take Jane with him. So if he's traveling for business, he's going on a trip, but it's not a trip for fun, we might call this a business trip.
Ah, that's right. So he was traveling for business. He had business trips.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not traveling for fun. You're traveling because your work sent you to do something. You could go to the next city, or you could go to another country. You could go somewhere else inside your city. If you're not in your office, you're on a business trip.
So you could say, my boss is leaving for a business trip tomorrow. Or sometimes business trips can be very tiring because you're traveling a lot and you don't really have a lot of time to just relax.
Well, there are so many different kinds of business trips.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca, we go down to a lot of different schools around the island of Taiwan, right?
That's right.
And we do these shows. We perform for the students at these schools. Now, it doesn't feel like a business trip, but actually it is. I mean, we're sent from work to go and perform for students. That's a kind of business trip, right?
Right. That is definitely a type of business trip. My dad used to go on a lot of business trips when I was younger. He would go to all the, you know, many different states, and he would actually travel to different parts of the world for several weeks on these business trips.
My brother has to go on, or he gets to go on a lot of business trips as well. He does some exhibitions here and there. And a lot of people who travel abroad do all sorts of business trips, right? Well, what kind of job do you have? Do you ever travel? Do you ever go on business trips? We're learning about Jane Addams. Her dad took a lot of business trips.
And we read here, one morning, Mr. Adams took Jane to a town near Cedarville. Jane stared at the houses with torn curtains. Children in rags played in the street. Sounds like a very sad area.
Yeah, especially if you know what rags are. They're not pretty clothes. They're not fancy clothes at all. If children are in rags, that means they're really old, probably not even clothes to begin with. Maybe they're just old towels and things like that that the children are wearing, right? So they're in these rags, these old clothes. They're dirty maybe. They haven't taken a bath in a while. I wonder how Jane feels about this.
Well, we continue on. These people are very poor, explained Mr. Adams. They can't afford nice houses and clothes. Jane thought, when I grow up, I'm going to build an enormous house near these old houses. Then I can help these people. You know, it's really interesting these days, or nowadays, it's very normal for people in a lot of countries to be able to get new clothes quite regularly. And then when you read about people who can't afford nice clothes or houses, it makes you kind of sad.
Well, for Jane, she felt like she wanted to do something about it. Later in life, she will build an enormous house to help these people, an enormous, that means really big or huge, right? Well, we do have more to learn about Jane Addams, but for right now, Rebecca, where are we going?
We're going to the InfoCloud to learn about Throwback Thursday.
Hello, friends. What day is it today? Pauline, do you know what day it is today?
Well, it's Thursday. Oh, but to those of you who regularly spend time online, especially on social media, you might call today Throwback Thursday.
That's right. If you're feeling nostalgic about the past and want to share that nostalgia with your friends, today, Throwback Thursday, is the day to do that.
So, what do you do on Throwback Thursday? Well, you can post an old photo from your childhood on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and then tag it with Throwback Thursday, or just TBT for short.
Besides a picture, you can also post a video or a song from the past. The theme of Throwback Thursday is really nostalgia, and people love to get nostalgic about their childhood, old friends, pop culture trends that are long gone, past trips or vacations, and all sorts of other things that bring back happy memories.
So, what if you miss Throwback Thursday? Well, don't worry. You can do the same thing on Friday, but just be sure to tag your post with Flashback Friday.
今天是星期四，但是对许多喜欢上社群网站的人而言，今天是 Throwback Thursday， 也就是所谓的怀旧星期四。在 Throwback Thursday， 你可以在脸书、Twitter 或 Instagram 上 po 你的旧照片、影片，或分享古老的流行歌曲或曾经流行的事物。总之 ，Throwback Thursday 的主题就是 nostalgia 怀旧。那这个复古风潮盛行到一个地步，很多人都直接用 TBT 这个简写来表示 Throwback Thursday。那万一你错过了 TBT 怎么办？没关系，你可以在星期五做同样的事，但是这个时候你就要换一个标签 FBF， 也就是 Flashback Friday。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。A classic.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about Jane Addams. Now we already learned that Jane accompanied her father on a business trip. While on this trip, they saw a bunch of people that were in rags and they looked very, very poor. Now what did Jane decide that she wanted to do? She decided she wanted to help these type of people. Well, friends, we have more to learn about Jane Addams, so let's continue with our next reading.
The Story of Jane Addams. Even as a student at Rockford Female Seminary, she and her friend Ellen Gates Starr often taught about helping the poor. So many want to go to foreign lands and be missionaries, Jane said. Doesn't anyone think about the poor people at home? After seminary, Jane started medical school, but then she started having back problems. She was in such severe pain that she could hardly sit up. Finally, she quit school and had surgery. Her family suggested that she go to Europe to rest.
OK, 接下来我们看 seminary 这个名词。S-E-M-I-N 这个字根有种子的意思，所以 seminary 原本有上帝培养种子的合场的意思，意思就是神学院。例如 All second year students in this seminary are required to go on an overseas mission trip. 这个神学院规定所有二年级的学生都得进行一次的国外宣教旅行。或者是 Nathan is attending a seminary and hopes to become a pastor when he graduates. Nathan 正在神学院读书，希望自己毕业后能够成为一名牧师。最后我们看的是 surgery 这个不可数名词。Surgery 是指外科手术。例如 ,the patient is scheduled to have brain surgery next Friday. 这位病患已经排定下周五要动脑部手术。Operation 也可以叫做手术，但是 operation 是可数的名词。例如 ,she had an operation to have her gallstones removed. 她做了一个胆结石的手术。Operation 和 surgery 的不同就是 operation 特别是只用工具对身体做侵入式的治疗， 而 surgery 包括整个手术前后的过程，包括打开或缝合，所以一个 surgery 可能包括好几个部位的 operation. And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, so we continue on in this section. We read, even as a student at Rockford Female Seminary, she and her friend Ellen Gates Starr often talked about helping the poor. Okay, so it seems like they really cared about poor people. They cared about people who were impoverished, okay, who did not have a lot of money.
So many want to go to foreign lands and be missionaries, Jane said. Doesn't anyone think about the poor people at home? And she makes a good point. I know that there are a lot of people who feel like, oh, if they go to another country, then they're doing something meaningful. But oftentimes there are people right in front of you who need help as well. And sometimes we overlook those people.
We what? Those people, Rebecca?
We overlook them.
Very nice word. Yes, overlook. This could mean different things, okay? Mm-hmm. It could mean that you fail to notice something, or it could also mean that you ignore something on purpose. In our lesson, I believe it's the first definition, okay? People fail to notice that there are poor people around you right here. They want to go overseas to help other people. Sometimes we forget that there are people right here who need help.
So you could say, or you could use this word in other contexts as well. For example, you overlooked a very important detail. We are leaving at 8 a.m. tomorrow, not 10 a.m. So you can also use this word when talking about or discussing travel plans with people. If you forgot a detail, maybe you overlooked that detail.
Right, or maybe you're paying a bill and you think you paid the full bill, but you overlooked the tax. You forgot to include the tax, right? Or you forgot to include a service charge or a tip. Right, you overlooked that detail. Now, the other definition I mentioned was that you ignore something on purpose. For example, if I do something wrong, if I make a mistake, it's kind of nice when Rebecca overlooks my mistake. That, in a way, that means she forgave me. She knew I made a mistake, but she decided to overlook the mistake. Thank you.
That is an excellent example. And yes, you know, sometimes that's what we need to do. If people make mistakes, people will make mistakes, right? And rather than always dwelling on the mistake that they made, you might need to just take some time, forgive, overlook that mistake, and move on.
That's right. Well, there are some poor people, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think they need to go overseas to do that. Well, you remember learning earlier this month, look no further, right? Well, here, look no further than your hometown. If you want to help poor people, there are poor everywhere.
Well, after seminary, Jane started medical school, but then she started having back problems. Oh, back problems are so painful.
Yes, they are. So do you have a back problem right now?
Well, no, not right now, but I can only imagine what Jane must have been feeling.
Yeah, I have a friend who has had back problems ever since he came to university. We were friends in university, and to this day, he still has back problems. And he's not exactly sure why, and the doctors don't even know why.
Oh, why his back is bothering him.
Exactly.
Maybe he should go to a chiropractor.
Yeah, you mentioned that before, too. You love chiropractors.
Hey, well, you know something? If the doctor can't solve the problem or give you an explanation as to why you're having back problems, a chiropractor just might do the trick. Well, anyway, of course, we're talking about this phrase to have a certain problem. That is, you have pain in a certain area. You can have back problems, but you can also have knee problems. My grandma, she struggled a lot with her knees.
Really?
So she had knee problems.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. It made it very difficult to walk.
Your grandmother?
My grandma, not me.
It's just like me.
Oh.
Well, maybe not. Maybe I don't have serious knee problems, but my left knee has hurt me ever since I did a handstand when I was in university. I came down the wrong way, and I almost tore a ligament in my knee. So I've had slight or small knee problems ever since. I'm okay.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. It's a good thing. Hey, well, you know something? Hmm? You can also have ear problems.
Hey?
If you have ear problems, I would definitely encourage you to go get your ears checked out.
What did you say?
Gabe, are you having ear problems now?
No, I'm not having ear problems. No. Sometimes I do have stomach problems. I don't like to talk about that on TV so much, though.
Okay, then we won't talk about your stomach problems.
Yeah, no stomach problems.
Well, let's continue on here. So we noticed that Jane is having some back problems. She was in such severe pain that she could hardly sit up. That means she could barely sit up. Finally, she quit school and had surgery. And her family suggested that she go to Europe to rest.
Well, isn't that nice, Rebecca?
Yeah, great suggestion.
Wouldn't you like to go to Europe to rest?
You bet I would.
Well, it's not time for that right now. It is time for a twin.
Time.
There we go.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to Twin Time. I'm Serena.
And I'm Christina.
Now that you are finished with today's lesson, let's review. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. You have to fill in the blank with the correct word. Okay, the words are enormous, adore, surgery, and severe. Are you ready to play? Great. The first sentence is, my daughter absolutely her new baby brother. Do you know the answer to this, Christina?
I do, and I think our friends do too.
My daughter absolutely adores her new baby brother. Adore means to love or admire someone very much. Do you know who I adore?
Who?
You! Oh, well, I adore you too. Okay, here's the next one. Seth made a good recovery after his heart. What could the answer be? Good job! Seth made a good recovery after his surgery. Friends, have you ever had surgery? I know it's not a pleasant thing to go through, but it's usually for the best. All right, we have one more sentence for you. Amanda was when she was pregnant with triplets. Do you know this one? Excellent. Amanda was enormous when she was pregnant with triplets. This means Amanda was extremely large. Well, friends, we had a lot of fun with you today. Make sure to join us next time on Twin Time.
So what, did Jane Addams spend the rest of her life in Europe?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, friends, I guess you're going to have to join us tomorrow to find out right here on Studio Classroom.